This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. Lots of discussion tonight about a flag controversy. Army veteran in Iowa has been arrested. He's now facing 30 days in jail for flying the American flag upside down and underneath a Chinese flag. He violated a state statute that says it's a misdemeanor to publicly mutilate, deface, defile, or defy, trample upon, cast contempt upon, satirize, deride, or burlesque, either by words or act, such flag, standard, color, ensign, shield, or other insignia of the United States. Just absolutely outrageous, unconstitutional, anti-free speech, anti-expression statute, and a lot of people have been expressing themselves. Thankfully, you still have relative free speech in the United States, but if you're in Iowa, not so much. So we can continue that. You can also bring up anything. Our topics have started to spiral into different areas here, and I like it when that happens because I like, you know, the variety there. So we're going to get back to your calls and thoughts, but I did want to finish our thoughts on the fair tax. We had a gentleman call in at the very end of the last hour, and I don't think we really had a chance to explain, in my opinion, why it's not a good idea. Now, that's not to say I think the IRS is a good idea. I think that the whole federal government's a terrible idea, and it needs to end, which is one of the reasons why I don't support spending any time on the fair tax. There's all kinds of people who are spending time and effort on promoting this fair tax when ultimately we're just talking about rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic here. I mean, the federal government is a massive behemoth that sucks away your freedom and your life from you. Because if you're paying in 30% of your income, that's 30% of your life that they're sucking out of you. So they do damage around the globe. They destroy people's lives here in the United States and around the globe. There's no reason to have the federal government. If you're going to spend time and effort on some sort of political action, then spend it on seceding from the union rather than the fair tax. But further, there's also the welfare aspect of this, which is, in my opinion, the most devious, nasty part of this. Because we know that, you know that with welfare, that people get hooked on it. They start getting those checks. Get those checks coming in. Who doesn't want to stop the checks? Who doesn't want that? I mean, checks are great. Yep. So you get those checks coming in from the government, and then you all of a sudden you become hooked on welfare. Well, the proposal with the fair tax is to turn the entirety of the United States, every single individual, into a welfare recipient. And now they have a different term for it with the fair tax. They call it the prebate. Now, we know a lot of this because we actually interviewed one of these fair tax people years ago. I mean, they've been pushing this thing for, what, a decade now or something like that? So this prebate, as it was proposed, would be, oh, we're only giving – it's not welfare. We're only giving you the money that you would spend in taxes on average or something like
that. The idea is that you know, most people don't want to tax people who are making less than a certain amount of money. Yeah. And the idea is that everybody, with this fair tax, everybody pays basically a sales tax or something.
20-something percent
on everything they buy or whatever.
And then add your local sales tax on top of that.
And then that would include all the poor people that are having to pay that too. So the idea is that you give them back, prior to them spending the money, the amount of money that they would have to spend in order to be in whatever bracket or whatever.
Right. So it's literally a welfare check that goes to every single individual, poor and rich. Everyone gets the prebate check is the idea. And so now you've hooked every single person on welfare.
There's a difference between welfare and the prebate check. So the welfare says that you...
One's called prebate, one's called welfare?
Well, there's some... I get that it's a check coming from the government. Yeah. But you could just call it a Social Security check, too, because
that's
also
welfare.
Well, it's not welfare. It's an entitlement program.
Same thing, dude. It's entitlement. It's not, and that's how people are going to feel about it. Right. They're going to feel entitled to it.
Feel entitled. Absolutely. It will become an entitlement. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. But welfare has specific rules about you not working, right? So you can't work and get welfare or work and get, make a certain amount, you would still get the prebate no matter how much you made.
Right, so, which is why it's so devious, because with welfare, there's actually some qualification to get the welfare. In this case, everyone one's qualified. Just by virtue of the fact that you're sucking breath, you get a check from the government every single month. And then they'll use that against people. People will be dependent on it. And there's just, you know, for anybody that loves the idea of liberty, this should be an anathema to them. You should understand that anybody getting a check regularly from the government will likely become the government's bitch. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Jason. He's in Newport News, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Yes,
sir. Kind of makes me wonder what you guys think about the consumption tax with Gary Johnson.
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was wondering. The main reason
I'm against that.
I like Gary Johnson. I believe he's the best choice among the choices for president, and likely he will get my vote.
Too bad he's not a libertarian.
He's not sufficiently a libertarian for you. I'm more of a big tent libertarian than you are.
That means you're unprincipled.
Okay, fine. I'm unprincipled. Fine. I could live with it. I could live with Ian says I'm unprincipled.
Any libertarian would say that about you.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah.
Any real libertarian.
Right. It's
any
a real
libertarian with principles, which Gary Johnson doesn't have.
Ladies and gentlemen, Google.
He wouldn't know a principle if it hit him in his face.
Real Scotsman
fallacy. Which it wouldn't, because
fallacy.
A libertarian wouldn't do that.
And then you'll know.
Go ahead, Jason.
Well, that was also another question I had. First off, I like the idea of a secession from the federal government. However, to think that the federal government would let a large portion of their cash cow and their income just seemingly walk away seems a bit naive to me, because considering we've already been, you know, through that. And I consider myself a libertarian. I've gone to bat for libertarian principles in the past. However, when I hear you guys talk about certain aspects of libertarianism, it seems that it would only work in a idealistic society where everybody is fully self-sustainable. Nobody asks for anything, from anybody else.
I mean, gosh, it'd be great to have everybody be, reliant on themselves like that. But no, that's not a requirement for libertarianism to work. All libertarianism is a principle that says that you should not aggress against other human beings. You should not use aggressive force to achieve political or social goals.
And that includes preventing other people from having the government that they want. I believe that you should have whichever government you want, and if that's the United States government, you should be able to have it. All I think, as a libertarian, is that you should be able to say no thank you. That's it.
Well, okay,
simple ability to say no thank you.
Okay. But anyway, my point was going to be that just because you are rejecting aggression doesn't mean you can't have those social goals. So if one of your social goals is to take care of hungry people, is to, you know, put a roof over some homeless people's heads, if it's to take care of sick people, there are people in society that you know, this is their job, this is what they want to do, this is their calling in life, and in the absence of the centralized bureaucracy of the state, all of those things will be much healthier, in that the organizations that provide those services to people will be able to help more people than they currently can, because right now the government's siphoning off however many billions of dollars, and then a lot of that money is going to the bureaucrats that run the program. So you'd actually be able to help people in need better under a libertarian environment, because people would be able to allocate their own resources rather than leaving it to a bunch of government bureaucrats to decide how money is spent. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for your call tonight, Jason. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to a different Jason. This one's in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WIBC. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Love listening to you on Saturday nights here in Indianapolis. It's kind of become a regular thing.
Oh, you know, thanks.
Absolutely. As I'm listening to the discussion this evening, I keep coming back to this thought that I find myself contemplating quite a bit in the last few months and the last few years. Is there anything legitimate about our government at this point?
Define legitimate.
Well, is there anything that should command my attention and command my, I even hate to use the word, obedience? Whether it be the corrupt, the corrupt township person here in Indianapolis who's taking money out from the treasury, or the cop who's, you know, taking bribes or being rough with young people when they don't need to. When I look at the legislature, I guess it all comes back to, I find myself, you know, going to that Heinlein quote, and I'm paraphrasing here, I obey the rules I want to, because the rest of them are just kind of, you know, horse squeezed, for lack of a better term.
Well, why shouldn't you? Because that's what they're doing, right? Stand by, Jason. Yeah. We can talk about the legitimacy of the government. You know, they're doing whatever it is they want to do. Why shouldn't we? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Difference is, I won't hurt anybody. It's Free Talk Live, and they will.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You know, if you've got Bitcoin, we want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax, and you can get it for free over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or you can get it from your Google or Apple app stores. And there's no wallet quite like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, and now Dash as well. So multiple cryptocurrencies in the same wallet, and there's Shapeshift.io integration built in right into the wallet, which means you can easily change from one cryptocurrency to another. So if you've got Bitcoin, you want to turn some of your Bitcoin into Ether or Dash or vice versa, you can do it without even having to leave the Jax wallet. That is super useful and super cool. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He is one of the founders of Ethereum and a Free Talk Live listener. It's easy to back up your wallet with Jax and recover your funds if necessary. So if your phone breaks, not the end of the world. And in fact, you can have Jax installed on multiple different computers and have your same funds on all of those different Jaxes. So if you've got a laptop and a desktop and a smartphone, you can have Jax for all of those things because there's Jax for Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, iOS, and then also browser plugins as well. So they got you covered.
Everything, yeah.
Over at Jax.io. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center. It's Jax at Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. As we continue here, a gentleman who was on the line had dropped off, but he'd asked the question about legitimacy of the government, you know, the idea that, I mean, this government is obviously corrupt, all the levels of it. I mean, local, state, federal, it seems to get worse as you get larger, but there's corruption everywhere. All you have to do is just scratch just beneath the surface, and you can reveal all manner of untoward and outrageous behavior by these government bureaucrats.
I would say that the United States government is less corrupt than most governments around the world, but governments of in their very nature are going to, A, attract the corrupt.
That's right.
And, B, corrupt the people that are attracted to them. There's correct. Science behind
that's
this.
Power. That's right. Just what power does.
Power does that, and you give somebody a little bit of power, and they're going to be a little corrupt, and you give somebody a lot of power, and they're going to end up being a lot of corrupt.
Right. So I, you know, as a voluntarist, as someone who believes that all human interaction should be consensual, I don't believe in the idea of the state, period. But it is, you know, it's instructive to look at how absolutely awful they are, and it's not hard to see it. All you got to do is look for it, read the news, you'll see it. It's not like these stories are unusual. We keep seeing again and again over multiple generations how corrupt the government is, and people still seem to think they can just elect the right people and solve the problems. I mean, it's just a mass delusion. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We go first to Harry, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Harry.
Hi. Yeah, hey. Well, first of all, I disagree with the man showing disrespect for a flag. I don't think he should be flying it upside down unless he has a real emergency, and I certainly don't think he should be flown under the Chinese flag.
What should happen, sir, to the man you're talking about, the man who flew a flag upside down under the Chinese flag in Iowa?
Well, he did violate a law. Whether the law is legitimate or not is up to the courts, but since he violated, he needs to obey the law.
So you support it. You support the law.
Well, what
just
if
clarify.
What if the law is unconstitutional according to the United States Supreme Court?
I think I like to have a law to protect the flag because I don't like all these people burning flags and showing disrespect for our country.
Yeah, all that freedom. And you don't like that freedom, huh?
Well, not that kind of freedom.
Nope,
I don't like the freedom to burn down stores and everything else.
Well, that's a different story. If you're burning down a store, you're burning someone else's property. But if you're burning your own flag, if it's your flag, what you're saying is you don't believe in property rights, sir. You don't believe that an individual should have the right to do with their property what they want to do because of your feelings.
I think the flag is more than just property. It stands for our country and our freedom. And when you disrespect that, I think you're disrespecting
our freedom.
It's a religious
thing, isn't it? It's a religious icon.
What about the veterans who've called in here this evening and said that what they were fighting for and what they were serving for was the freedom, among other things, the freedom to burn the flag?
Well, I don't know if they've. I haven't heard all of their comments,
okay.
But
just because they're a veteran doesn't mean they have a right to desecrate the flag.
Yeah, how dare they? How dare they not obey your religious beliefs, sir? You want to force your religious belief in this flag on everybody else, and you want to put people in a prison cell for it? How long should someone go to prison?
Religious. I'm not talking about religious belief.
Oh, yeah. You said it's more than just property. You said this piece of cloth is more than just property, that it's imbued with the beauty and the power of the state. Yes, this idea. That's all the state is.
It stands for our country, and if you disrespect it, you're saying you disrespect our country. And
thank you for the call, Harry.
Do you think the United States has gotten freer over the last three decades?
I think we've got a terrible government right now. We need to get that guy out of there.
Do you think that we've become freer over the last three decades?
I can't really say on that.
All right, okay. Then. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
The reason I try to get him to commit to that one, Ian, is because most people will say, no, we're less free. And I think that we are demonstrably less free, is all you have to do is go through the airport. But, you know, whatever, most people will say that you're
and
less free.
That happened during the Bush administration, by the way. A lot of people like to put it on the current, that one guy, we get rid of that one guy, that'll change everything. B.S. That one guy is just one, 100 millionth of the damn problem. There's a big problem, and that is the idea of using the violence of the state over other people with whom you disagree, which is exactly what that man is asking for. So he's really not that different than Obama. Let's go on to James listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm on that to the Vietnam era.
All right.
So it's gone back quite a while, but flag upside down does not mean disrespect. It means distress, and that's carry over from the old days in the Navy. If a ship was flying the flag upside down, it means they needed help,
right.
And that's the whole purpose of the upside down American flag. As far as this Chinese flag flying above ours, I think that's more of a tongue in cheek on his part about how China's kicking our butt. So,
I would guess it has something to do with all the debt too.
But that's what I'm referencing. Yeah, that okay. too. So, basically, it's a much to do about nothing. And I'd like to see, you touched on another subject that's really dear to my heart: corruption. It's so rampant in this nation that it's a joke.
Oh, yeah. Wait, well, I had another story for tonight. You want to talk about corruption, and we'll probably get into detail on this tomorrow night on the Live Sunday edition, but Massachusetts has just passed a law that will actually take money from Uber and Lyft, 5 cents per ride, these new ride-sharing companies, and then shuffle it over to the taxi cab companies. So, I mean, the corruption is rampant and rife here in the United States.
Yeah,
thanks, James,
draft.
For the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's not graft when they do it, Mark.
Right.
They're the government. This is Free Talk Live, Live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything you want here. It doesn't have to be flag talk. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. The live Saturday edition continues. We got plenty of time for you here. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we go to Tony, listening in Indianapolis. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
I called about, you know, you hear about Hillary being a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Most people have no idea what it even is. Why do they never even talk about that when, you know, you have people inside the organization? There's a guy named James Trout that said, you know, the elites need to rise, and those voting for Trump and the Brexit are disillusioned, and they need to be realigned, you know, with the global the globalization thing. I mean, that's
so. What is the CFR? I mean, I've always heard about it, but it's always just seemed to be a big group of government goons.
Well, they just released a PSA. As a matter of fact, you can get on YouTube and watch it yourself. And they even said in this PSA, once the population gets between 7 and 8 billion, they will have a solution for it. They will step in and solve the problem. So, I mean, they are part of the Agenda 2030 program that Obama signed on January 1st, 2016. They talk about zero population growth. They have ideas about, you know, taxing people or having more than one or two children.
The people that are having more than one or two children generally are the least able to pay the tax.
Absolutely, you're right. But the point is they're talking, you know, because of the carbon footprint. I mean, if you read about the CFR and actually read what they put on paper, it sounds like traditional conspiracy theory, but it's right there on the papers they write. Mm-hmm. I mean, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, you know, George Soros is big on the Open Borders Initiative, you know, and the big thing about the Brexit and people that vote for Trump, both of those, to me, are about sovereignty because he's about America first. Brexit was about Britain first, and they are big against sovereignty. They're big on the global order and integrating into business and trade and not being, you know, able to stand for yourself. And
I got a problem with the idea. I know, look, I'm not in favor of the CFR or world government or anything like that. But in order to have freedom, then you should only have private borders. The only borders that should matter are the ones that are on your property. The idea of national borders is, you know, as fallacious as the idea of nations. And look, I understand the idea of
national borders is where two nations stop fighting.
Yeah, the idea of the America First thing seems kind of silly, right? Because, you know, we're here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's where we're doing the show. Right. But America extends all the way across this continent. But is somebody really going to argue that we've got more in common here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is one of the more free places? In fact, the Freedom in the 50 States study just came out this week from the Cato Institute that named New Hampshire the number one most free place
again
in the United States. California was at number 49. New York, a very, very much lower, a number 50. Like, the space between California and New York was shocking. But to suggest that we've got more in common with California than we do with the folks in Vermont or even up in Montreal seems pretty ridiculous, doesn't it?
To a point, yes. But, I mean, you know, they're wanting, they're big supporters of the Open Borders Initiative with no border controls.
Well, isn't
I'm
the problem,
supporter of that.
Isn't the problem?
That's because I believe in freedom.
Isn't the problem with borders really welfare programs? The you being forced to pay for other people's health care and education and all the other stuff.
Well, I don't mind helping people that need help as long as as long as they're American citizens and
I don't care where they're from. I don't mind helping people as long as I'm allowed to do it voluntarily. That's the difference between the current system that we have and what I'd like to see, where people are engaging with one another on a consensual basis. Welfare is not consensual. They're going to force you to pay for the welfare program, whether or not you agree with how it's run. And I don't agree with how the government runs their welfare programs.
Well, I think charity begins at home, you know, and I think people would do a better job dispensing the money themselves.
Absolutely.
The CFR is, you know, it goes by a unipolar government. You know, it's a Brittany Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, talked about, you know, if the UN came into L.A. today, there would be riots in the streets. But if we give them a threat from the outside, that's whether real or promulgated, they will beg for us to come in and secure them. I mean,
true. There's always got to be a boogeyman for the government to prosper.
Look what happened with 9/11.
Thanks for the call, man.
The government just jumped forward as far as the Patriot Act and TSA and all this other stuff. George Bush spent more money than, under the Bush administration, more money was spent than under the Clinton administration.
And more was spent under the Obama administration. They just keep on spending. What's that debt going to be soon? $20 trillion?
It's just about at $20 trillion. Yep. It went from... And it started at 10. It was 5 when Bush came in, 10 when Obama came in. It'll be 20 when the next president comes in. Presumably, it'll be 40 when they get out of office.
Let's go to Brooks, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, tuned to WIBC. Hey, Brooks.
Hey, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Thank you for taking my... Thank you.
Yes.
After listening to the most recent phone call, my mind is a whirlwind. I don't even know where to begin.
Okay.
I identify myself as a libertarian, and first of all, let me start with this whole flag issue. I am a veteran of the United States Navy, and I started realizing while I was in the Navy that I was part of the industrial and military complex, and that is bothersome to me. I still love the nation's purported values. I don't think our purported values from the original founders are what we actually stand for now. I don't support my flag. I don't support my country. I support freedom.
Yes.
I don't bow down to a flag. I don't want my heart on my, or my hand on my heart and just supporting that blindly. I agree with you. Francis Bellamy was a national socialist. That being said, I wish people would not desecrate the flag, but that is their right, and I'm fully in support of that.
I think it's a poor form of communication. You're not going to get your message across. It's just going to get people all whipped up. Most people are going to
hate
it.
That said, you have burned a UN flag, Mark.
I have burned a UN flag. That is correct. Yes.
Well, I'll burn the UN flag every day.
See, that's the thing. People, they don't mind, which, if as long as you burn some other flags, right. It doesn't really matter, you know? You just throw up some flag with three different color stripes up there. Yeah, yeah, let's set that thing on fire.
That's not your religion.
Nobody cares. Yeah. But when you're talking about the American flag, when it has the colors arranged properly, then it's sacrilegious and you need to die.
Right, exactly. And I don't like the feeling that it's we're all inculcated just to support the country no matter what. Because right now, I think we are a nation at duress. We probably have been for probably over 100 years, probably since 1916 when Woodrow Wilson was in power. So,
yeah, you can argue since the Civil War, you can probably argue points
before
that.
Yeah, everybody's got their point.
So I've got a son who hates Abraham Lincoln because he thinks he might have been right in spirit, but he violated the Constitution, and his points are very valid.
Oh, yeah. Abraham Lincoln was a tyrant.
He was a tyrant. He was willing to do anything
it took to keep the
Union together. He'd have kept slavery.
That's right. He said that. He said he would have kept slavery if that had kept the Union together. He didn't care about the slaves. They were just a tool to keep the Union together, which is all about power. So that's all he was, just another power seeker. And, Brooks, great call, man. I appreciate your points and thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue with James, listening in Bloomington, Indiana, to WIBC. Hey, James.
Yes, how you doing?
Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was just calling about, everybody's up in a roar about Benghazi. Under Bush, there was 11 Benghazi and a lot more lives lost. And they talk about the 30,000 emails from Hillary, and under Cheney and Bush, before they left the White House, they erased millions of emails off their servers because they didn't want to get caught in that $12 billion transaction where the cash went to Iran.
Oh, yeah.
And then nobody knew where it was two weeks later.
James, hold that thought. I know you got more to say. Hang on. I'll bring you back here. You know, it is funny watching conservatives dance around about the Hillary email hacks because it's only a matter of time before some conservative emails come out. I mean, those hackers are going to target all of them in Washington, D.C., and they deserve it.
They all deserve it.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We got room for you if you dial in right now, 855-453. We might be able to get you on in these remaining moments of Free Talk Live, but if you don't get in tonight, no worries. We've got a live Sunday edition of the show and a live everyday edition because we're here 7 days a week, live at 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So if you're not listening to us live, maybe you're listening on delayed broadcast on a radio station or via podcast, you can still call us during our live hours to comment on something, or you can call our audio on demand listen line at 641-793-9660. Not only can you listen to Free Talk Live on demand, the latest episode, as well as about a dozen shows from LRN.FM, great liberty-oriented shows, you can also listen to the Liberty Radio Network, the LRN.FM live feed, on this listen line at 641-793-9660. And if you want to leave us feedback, you can do that as well. I mean, you can actually leave us a voicemail. It'll be delivered into our email boxes. Although, as we're getting more of these coming in, I'm starting to realize that, you know, there are certain rules that I'm applying to the voicemails. If it's long, odds are we're not going to listen to it. You leave a 10-minute message, it's probably not going to get listened to by anybody.
Really, the idea is that we would play it on the air, right?
And that would be the ideal message, yes.
A segment of the show is 10 minutes. Come on.
Right, come on. So that's not going to happen. So the longer the message is, the less likely we are to even listen to it, and certainly less likely to put it on the air, even if we do. Because if we listen to a 3-minute message, you know, whether or not it's going to get on the air, it's going to have to be really good if it's 3 minutes long. Good. 2 minutes or less generally is going to be best. Also, for people who are chronic callers of the show, you might as well stop leaving the messages. If you're calling the show every single night, you're not going to get your message played on the air because we have a one call per night rule on Free Talk Live, and that's going to apply whether or not you're leaving messages. Okay, so if you're calling us every single night and then leaving messages every night as well, multiple messages or whatever, then you know those aren't...
You're just crazy people.
Yeah, at this point, I'm filtering out those phone numbers, so I don't even see them. But if you're a regular listener or an irregular caller, this is perfect for you. So call up 641-793-9660 because we want to hear different voices on the air. We don't want to have the same crew of people. And this should help us make those make that variety happen, make the show more of a selection of different voices. That's what I like to hear. So anyway, 641-793-9660, as we continue here with your calls and thoughts, I believe we still have James on the line in Bloomington, Indiana. Now, James, you were talking about the emails and pointing out that, you know, there's probably some naughty emails from the Republican side as well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, yeah, and those, you know, that's very important. I mean, for them to delete millions of emails and then, you know, 11 Benghazis under their, under the Bush, I mean, yeah, the Bush-Cheney administration, and nobody said one word. And here's one other thing. If Congress would have passed the infrastructure bill, just a lousy $500 billion, that would have created 17.5 million excellent jobs for the people of the United States, but they didn't want to do it because they didn't want to make this administration look good. And that's crazy. It's American people. They need to send that money out there, too. Our infrastructure is crumbling.
Let me ask you this. So I agree with you. The Benghazi thing just seems like a bunch of political posturing, partisan politics, that kind of thing. Should I vote for Democrats because Bush had more attacks on more embassies than the Democrats have?
No. I think anybody, they should vote their conscience and look at the platform. I don't care. I don't care who you vote for. Just vote.
But do you think that Hillary Clinton's an honest person?
Nobody's
honesty is a continuum. That's certainly true. And everybody has to kind of find their point. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, in the political world, there's nobody honest. Everybody's got something dirty going on.
All righty.
So why vote for these people then?
Well, I mean, you know, he's right.
What good's it going to do? I mean, if you're voting for dishonest people, what's the point of it?
I mean, we're still going to run our country.
Hell with that. I say we secede. Forget about the country.
Well, that'd be interesting. I'd like to see that happen.
I would, too. Yeah. See, that's the thing. Lots of people like the idea of secession. It's just they get scared when they think about what the federal government might do about it.
That's probably the best argument for secession.
Do you want the abused person to leave the abusive spouse? Yes, absolutely. But are they afraid to do so? They sure are.
I think what's sort of really messed up in this country is that it truly is two nations now. It is very polarized. And I would ask you...
Absolutely.
Why in the world should somebody who's a diehard Democrat sitting in San Francisco, why should they have Donald Trump forced down their throat as president?
Good question.
Why should a diehard Republican in Salt Lake City, Utah, why should they have Hillary Clinton shoved down their throat? This is just a game of who can harm who the worst. Oh, let's fill the tug of war pit full of broken glass this time. It sucks.
I'd love to see Hillary and Trump in a pit full of broken glass.
You let them. That's a way to find out who's going to be president. Give them small shields and long knives and see who comes out on top.
I hope none of them come out. Hey, thanks for the call, James.
I got my money on Gary Johnson. Right, he climbed Mount Everest. He'll win that one.
That's a good point. Gary Johnson is a very, you know, he may not be a principled libertarian, but he is a very healthy man. I mean, he's
Hillary
been in
Clinton's
decathlons.
Falling down and getting into airplanes and stuff. I don't know if she's, you know, her health is a real issue.
Gary Johnson's like a triathlete. Kind of athlete. I mean, that dude's a badass. And he gets high. Let's continue here. Although he claims he won't do it
Michael
as the president.
Phelps.
He claims he won't do it as the president, which I don't get. But let's go on. Your calls
they
and thoughts.
Lie, Ian.
Well, it's true. John in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. What's on your mind, dude?
Man, I'm a little worried about your open border policy. Honestly.
Okay.
You know,
what's so worried?
You got 5 minutes. Lay it on me.
Okay. Good. You know, let's just let everybody in here and let everybody take over our country. You know, our country was built on certain principles, you know, and she should stay on certain principles.
You mean like the principle of letting the poor and the unwashed masses come here yearning to be free?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, then we want the poor, unwashed masses yearning to be free to come here.
That's what you would need open borders, relatively, to have that happen, like this country did in its beginning days.
Countries throughout history have understood that human capital is an asset. It ceased to be an asset once welfare state came into play around the world, once entitlement programs came into play. So I say, cut the welfare programs, or at least make a program where somebody who can come here and not be entitled to one penny, but they can work. What do you think about that?
I do agree with that. You know,
well,
honestly,
that's what my program is.
Well, but see, the thing is, you know, we blew away our original hypotheses of, you know, let people come here that want to come here and that want, you know, want to love our country. Now, we, you know, our government is letting the people come in here who hate our country, and they want to put them on the front line, get them in first.
Well, I mean, most of the people who are coming here do want to be here because they want a better life for themselves. They're coming from places that are much less desirable, and that's why they're coming here.
Yeah, I don't
the
see
people that hate the people that
people being put on the front line,
right? The people that hate the United States who might be coming here, and there aren't that many of them. And you know, because if there were, we'd see more terrorism. Because that's the supposed scary story: is ISIS is coming in. Well, where's all the terrorism if there's all these supposed terrorists coming in here? But the reason why ISIS or anybody else might hate the United States is likely because the United States military is going over into other countries and destroying life, bombing innocent people. And
well, that's
because
they're ordered
people,
to by Washington, D.C.
That's making people mad. So, again, your problem is the government is creating this.
Okay. May I say something?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, back in World War II, you know, we were doing the right thing, I think, personally. Okay. World War I, World War II. Now, did we belong in Iraq? Absolutely not, you know. Saddam Hussein was our buffer zone between Iran and everything else, okay? And you guys, you know, may not, you know, feel that way, but...
No, I agree with you. The United States did not belong in Iraq. However, I would also say it did not belong in World War One. And you can argue that the U.S. involvement in World War One, by the way, Woodrow Wilson was elected promising to keep people out of the war, and then he reneged on that. But you tip the scales at the end of World War One, and you set the stage for Hitler. That's what the United States did.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. I understand what you're saying, okay? You know, and I kind of agree with you on some points there. You know, but World War Two, I believe, we needed to do, okay?
It's a good-looking war, right? You got this evil guy. He's killing off an ethnic group. It looks really great. There's, of course, the other folks that are in the other side. They attacked Pearl Harbor while nobody was paying attention and all that stuff. It really looks great, but
except for the fact that Roosevelt, you know, sort of ginned up the Pearl Harbor attack.
Well, take a look at the McCullough papers if you want to do that. But
McCullough memo, I believe it was.
Okay, McCullough memo. But you know, nonetheless, I'm not going to argue World War II. I think it's it looks pretty good.
Well,
it certainly shows American bravery and certainly shows what people are willing to sacrifice.
John, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. We're out of time for you. You can join us tomorrow, however, for the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. In the meantime, you can join us online and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. All the features free, archives and more, freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.